Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you haven't been with us, we've been ministering for some weeks now, every Friday evening, on the subject of the life of praise. And to get the most out of tonight, it would have helped if you'd have heard everything that went before it, because we've covered a lot of ground already. Tapes are available, CDs available. How many think we ought to get DVDs available? You think we ought to?
Yes.
All right. We'll think about it. No, I think we should too. So we'll check into that at some point. But we got our main stuff that we talked about that records the master. So we got that paid for, of course. Right? All paid for. You know, I think so many times people don't enjoy things like they should because they try to act like they're at a place that they're not at. You know, I've seen churches and pastors, they wouldn't rejoice over $1,000 because they didn't want somebody else to know that that was big to them. I've seen individuals do the same way. You know, something happened. Do you know what I'm talking about or not? I mean, you know, they got $100 and it was big to them. But there's like, oh yeah, you know, praise the Lord. See, pride keeps people from enjoying their blessings because they want to act like, you know, if something's big to you and it's a bigger thing than what you've enjoyed before, then you make a big deal out of it. And if somebody else wants to rain on your parade and go, yeah, you know, I do things like that before breakfast every day. Well, something's wrong with them, right? I know in 96, Phyllis and I got in faith for our first airplane. And the Lord dealt with us, don't borrow any money on it. That's what he told us on that particular situation. And man, it just seemed impossible. But we sowed our seed and we stood and believed. And within less than a year's time, had a Bonanza 1980 model, V-tail, cream leather interior. One of the best engines you can put in one. Now, I don't know if you know what that means. Somebody said, 1980, that sounds old. Hey, that's late model. I know it sounds strange, but you know, in airplanes, boy, an 80 model for most folks is whoo. And I was so glad. This thing is just, I mean, perfect, you know, mechanically in every way. And I had a fella I lived next to who was an airline pilot. And he also, you know, flew fighters and things like that. And so, man, I was wanting to tell him about it. And I said, man, I got an airplane. He said, what'd you get? I said, we got a Bonanza, a V-tail. He said, I don't do props. I thought, oh, okay. And we didn't talk about it anymore. Well, but see, he had never even owned one. He's driving for somebody else. You understand what I'm talking about? But that didn't bother me too much. I went back over to my house and shouted just as loud. And I kept on talking to people till I found somebody that knew how to appreciate a Bonanza, right? And would shout with me. Somebody says, well, a Bonanza, that's a little old single engine airplane. Hey, it's an airplane. And it's sitting in the hangar paid for, right? How many start to say what I'm talking about? Well, see, you got to be that way in your life, or elsewise pride choking you, and God does something for you, and you're around somebody that you think's got bigger stuff, and you act like it's a little trivial deal, you disqualify yourself for your next blessings. It's a serious thing. And, you know, I talked to a fellow not too long after that. He had owned a fleet of airplanes. He had his own air charter business. He'd flown the fastest stuff they make. He'd flown fighters. And I told him about my Bonanza, and he shouted as much as I did. He said, man, that's a fine airplane. He said, that's one of the finest things. And he went on to tell me about it. Well, see, he knew how to appreciate it. Yeah. And somebody who's thinking right, they're going to shout with you, even if they're believing for $1 million at a pop and you're believing for 100, they know how they got there. They didn't start off believing for $1 million. They started off believing for 25 and 50, so they know what a victory it is. And they're going to shout with you, and they're going to make a big deal out of it too. Somebody that goes, yeah, ho-hum, you know, I used to do that, but I grew that. They're probably lying. I'm serious. They probably are not at all where they're trying to act like they are. They probably got all their credit cards maxed out. Did you hear me? Oh, for everything they got on, and they got an appearance of prosperity, but it ain't there. It's pretend. And how do we get off on all that? Well, when God does something for you, huh? You praise God for it. That's why you'll hear us tell about big stuff, so-called, and you hear us tell about little stuff, right? Because, you know, it may look big or little on the outside, but God looks at the heart. And, you know, the wonderful thing is the same faith that you believe God for $20 with, you can feed it and exercise it, and the same principle, you can believe God for $1 million later on. Works the same way. You just feed it and keep exercising it and keep growing. So thanks be unto God. And, you know, be an encourager of other people. You know, I gave a couple examples. Don't ever rain on somebody's parade. Even if it seems like, you know, sometimes people don't realize somebody comes to you and they tell you something God did for them. And a lot of times it's like a 3-year-old bringing you a picture they drew. Did you hear me? If you got any sense, you don't take a 3-year-old's picture and go, what is that? That's me? That don't look anything like me. What? You'd be ignorant, right? What do you do? You go, oh, that's so pretty. Right? Why? Because it depends on where you are. And at 3, that ain't bad. Right? 33 is a different deal. Right? If they drew the same exact picture handed to you, then that's not the same deal. But at 3, and if somebody got saved 2 weeks ago, and God, you know, they believed God for $5 and a pair of socks, and it came in, huh? You don't go, what's a pair of socks? You go, glory to God. Amen. The Lord heard your prayer. Yes. Your faith's working. Yes. Let's go celebrate. Yes. Right? Yes. Celebrate. Help people enjoy their victories. Amen. Right? Make a big deal out of it. Talk about it. You know, several years ago, I had a sports car, a Corvette, and the Lord dealt with me that I wasn't quite there. So I sold it and rode with Phyllis for 1.5 years. Learned a lot of things. No, she had a job too, and so we just made it work. And at the end of that time, a used Corvette had come up for a great deal, and it worked out, and it was just the Lord, you know. We had gotten things straightened out and got our priorities right and got our giving right. And now, in the passage of time, we were at the place. And it was used, but it was nice. And we went and picked it up. And I know we went up to St. Louis to get it. And a friend of mine, he heard I was coming up there. He met me at the dealership and brought me a Corvette jacket and a cap. And he said, he walked out there and he had his boys with him and he said, oh, that's pretty. He said, oh man, that's nice. He said, you got to come by the house and let my boys wash it for you. He said, that's what I made them for. And so I said, well, okay. He sent one of the boys, he said, run, go get some sandwich stuff and let's make some sandwiches and stuff. And gave the other boy some money, said, go get some really good wax and go get some stuff if you don't have enough. And we came, and he had a big garage barn thing. He pulled a car in there, and I started to do something. He said, no, you sit down here. He pulled a chair up. He said, no, you can't see it from there. You're too close. He said, come back here, and we'll watch. So they brought us a sandwich and some iced tea, and we sit there, and the boys is washing and waxing for 3 hours. And he said, "Ah, you missed a little spot right there, son." And just went on. He said, "Oh, that's a pretty color. Man, that's not, boy, you got such a good deal." Well, it's a used car. But he's making a big deal because it was a big deal to me. Are you with me on this kind of thing? We ought to do this for each other all the time. You know why people don't do it? They're so caught up in their own lives. They're not aware of what's going on with other people. And when they find out, they're like, yeah, that's great. And then they got something else they got to do. No, it's not okay. And it's also why these kind of things don't happen for them. Because they're not sowing them. Did you hear me now? If you want these kind of things to happen for you, you must sow them. Sow these kind of things. Because you reap what you sow. And I believe there'll be an increase of this kind of thing. Amen. Whether it's people, our own folks, or people you know, they don't even have to be a Christian. Did you hear me? Can be somebody you know on the job. This kind of thing can be a witness to people. It is a manifestation of the love of God. And the goodness of God turns and leads people to repentance. It could just be somebody's visiting with us for a service or something. And you find out about something that's going on with them. Say it out loud, "I am an encourager,
I am an encourager
of the brethren."
Of the brethren.
God uses me,
to bless others.
I rejoice with others.
I'm glad
when my brother and sister's blessed.
Amen.
Amen. It's a key to your blessing as well. But make a big deal out of it. Glory to God. You know, everybody likes somebody at different times in their life to make a big deal out of them. Right? To make a big deal over them. Right? And then say, "Hey, this is your day." Right? This is your day. God's blessing you today, and this is happening for you today, and we're not going to talk about us today. We're going to talk about what God's doing for you. Right? Glory to God. And one reason I'm talking about it, I just perceive by the Spirit, is because we're going to have a lot of mark-offs on our list. You watch and see, the Holy Ghost gets you ready for these kind of things. And some people will get mark-offs on things before you do. And it's time for you to help them. Rejoice, right? And then others will get things after you do. And we could just be having one continuous party, because I can be shouting with you over your stuff. And then mine comes in and you shout with me, right? And we just have a party every day. What'd be wrong with that?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me life.